It's the Riot Podcast. You know what sounds like fun?
Stretching, more stretching.
Well, that's nice. Don't get me wrong. swimming.
Yes, that does sound nice.
I've been swimming all summer.
Well, you should.
Not outside. Like, yeah. Indoor, I don't know, something, whatever. But, like, I have not been swimming outside all summer.
It sounds wonderful.
It sounds great.
Even though you have to be careful that I went probably a month ago, and that's when I got sunburned because my poor body had not been swimming outside for many years, and it did not know what to do with it.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I don't want to go. That's the other problem. I don't want to swim outside for like a year.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to spend the day at the pool. 20 minutes.
Just something
like,
light.
Good. Take a dip.
Sure.
You know, I need an in-ground pool. I've got a Patreon? I'm starting that up so you guys can pay me to swim. So like I'll post links to that later.
That'll come after the podcast, later.
I will say that right now on our Facebook page, Radio U Riot, you will find us asking a question that's featured in the podcast.
Yeah.
And that is, if you're going on a road trip, you have to take one classic movie, one modern movie. What movies do you choose?
Even though I think at the end it changed too, where if you were taking a vacation and you're on a plane for a long time, it changes the dynamics of what movies you're going to watch.
Absolutely. Because Nikki feels like if you're in a car, that's car movies.
Yeah.
If you're in a plane, it's plane movies. Though truth be told, maybe the opposite would be better.
Actually,
like,
that would be true.
You're already in a plane, so you're sick of planes.
You want something else.
I
want
to do something a little different.
And if you're in a car, you're like, why didn't I fly?
Why am I not in a plane right now? So, just something to think about.
That's right.
Yeah. So other things in the podcast today, lots of chatter. It's actually kind of a long podcast today. How do you call Mother Nature for complaints? I've been soda-free for 4 days. I left that in there. Electric car cross-country record. Chocolate peanut butter ho-hos. Nude recreation week.
Not new recreation week. Nude.
Satan is getting a sequel. And, let's see. Oh, minimalism. And Nikki wants to cast off
the shackles
Tolkien
of the DVDs and the Blu-rays of our collection.
She feels like if it's too blurry, she doesn't want it.
No, if I have too many.
Eric's
just listen.
You know what? It's fine.
Just listen to when we talk about it.
Yep.
And again, join us at Radio U Riot on Facebook. If you ever want to add to the conversation, you're more than welcome to there.
All right. Well, you guys have a great whatever today is. Bye.
You don't have to apologize unless you've done something wrong.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't even think straight right now.
This is the worst of the riot. We're very, very sorry.
I would like to know what the customer service number is for Nature. Like, is there a website who you can forward your complaints to, discuss it with, whatever? Because, you know, last night I went to bed at what I would consider to be an okay time.
Yeah.
Maybe not target time. Maybe not the best time. Maybe not whatever.
But not your worst.
But in the middle of the night last night, there were many storms, thunderstorms that rolled across my house. And it's just feels like the equivalent of somebody standing outside your window screaming, but more bass, less treble, you know? And
it just wanted to get your attention.
It's just like, hey, guy, how about the middle of the afternoon when I'm awake? And this is, I'll be like, oh, it's so neat.
So
oh,
feel,
it's the lighting and the thunder. Wow.
You feel like it can be somewhat wasted when you're not there to enjoy it in a normal setting.
And in that context, I'm getting cheated. Like, I'm supposed to be sleeping. I'm supposed to be getting the rest times so that when I come in here, I don't have to complain about it.
Sure.
You know, that's the whole point. But no, that's not where I'm at now. Because of that, I now have to complain to you guys.
So it's not your fault, though.
I'm not saying that I'm not blaming you guys, but if somebody could get me that number, that'd be great. Because I've got a complaint to lodge.
Well, I will note this.
I have a noisy neighbor. Her name is Nature. She likes to party in the middle of the night when I'm trying to get some sleep. And, like, it's not just the noise, it's the light. So,
someone's
obnoxious.
Flicking the switch on and off.
Obnoxious,
I know,
right?
I She's, know.
Like, full-on rave at my window. And it's just like, that is enough. Stop it.
Well, I am sorry to hear that you had troubles last night.
I didn't. Someone had a really good time, and I have to be grumpy about it. That's what I'm saying. Like, she obviously, like, her friends were over, things were happening, but dang. And you know what? It was one of those things when I woke up this morning, I was like, oh, maybe I'd like to wake you up now. Oh, I forgot. You're always up. You're like getting ready for a nice sunrise. Oh, because the party never stops with nature.
Aww.
Well, whatever. It's fine. Just going to go back to my dandelion tea. What do you think about that, nature? I roasted some of your weeds.
You're really showing it.
Yep, I got them. So, her, it, whatever. The noisemaker.
Mornings are for coffee and contemplation. Coffee and contemplation.
And the riot, obviously. Radio U.
Nikki and I, like many, many other people around the entire world, are staring at Amazon.com.
Let's see what they have to offer for their finally Amazon Prime Day.
Have you found anything good yet?
I don't know. I found myself in the it's strange category. Like, it's the odd little things.
That seems like a great category.
I think so. So I'm looking at, what is this? A pair of earrings? Or no, sushi push pins. It's kind of cute.
All right. Okay.
Some water bottles, some terrariums, some humidifier.
Water bottles.
I do, but I do. I know I have enough. I know I do, but I'll still look at them today. A bonsai plant. These are fun.
Bonsai. Yeah. I'm looking at the movie section here. They got nothing.
That's the problem, though, with movies. It used to be like, oh, you want to fulfill, like, your collection of stuff, so you're looking for deals. Then now you have got everything.
Like, here are these movies that, look, it's only $22.95. What? That's not a deal. That is not a deal. You got to get me a deal, son. $5 or less.
Get me into something else. So
we're gonna
peruse this morning, and we'll see if there's anything fun.
You've got to give them a lot of credit, though. Last night, everyone everywhere last night was talking about Amazon Prime Day. It was everywhere. I saw it on Twitter. I saw people talking about it on Facebook. I saw it on local and national news. And we don't have to get into why I was watching those things. I was testing something called an HD Home Run digital tuner. And so as a result, I needed to see some over-the-air broadcasts.
Sure, no one's judging you.
And both local news and national news had stories on Amazon Prime Day. And I'm like, man, what the heck? Like, this is a sale at Macy's or whatever. And granted, it's not, but this is news. Like, that is free advertising for them. Just boom, they're talking about it. I was amazed at just how prolific it actually was. What do you got for me, Nikki?
I found myself to the can't even bear it section.
Shut.
All these bear things.
Shut up.
Oh, it's
what are these
cute
bear combs? Are they for the original bear paws shredder claws? Easily lift, handle, shred, and cut. What is that?
Is that like a tosser for salad?
I think it might be a weapon.
It's a weapon.
Do you think?
It could be.
I don't know.
Well, if not, it looks like it'd be great in the kitchen.
Oh, nope. You're right. It is. It's kitchen. It's melt proof. It's a time saver, and it's easy fun. So you can cut, shred, lift, and wash items. That's great. It's perfect. What about this little bear? He wants to hang from your overhead lamps.
I think this is cute. Well, I have to give it to him. I was not hit with, like, stupid deals in the beginning. I don't see anything I still want or need. That's the bigger thing,
Nikki,
I need to look at.
Could you not? Let's not use words like need. I did notice, I will say this, like, if you want a piece of Amazon technology, that's the stuff where it's super cheap today. Like, their Echo and their Echo Dot are both, like, I think half price. Mm-hmm. And then a bunch of their tablets are marked way down. Stuff like that.
They just have to be careful. That can't be what I look at every other page. Like, they can't push that stuff too much, which I feel like during past Prime days they did. Now they need to still offer some other deals.
I thought about getting another Amazon Echo Dot. The thing that I thought was kind of cool about that is those now work as in-home intercoms.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you could have one in one room and one in another.
Instead of screaming through the place.
Yeah, like, hey! Hey! Damn, it's for you!
You cannot scream and just use that. That's great.
Yeah, that's an option. But then you start asking yourself, like, really? Is that what I need an intercom in case?
One door over.
Yeah.
If you want to, there's no judgment here for that. No one
seems
wants to
like
scream.
A good idea.
You don't want to get upset or loud. So I don't think it's a problem.
All right.
That goat farm is looking more and more likely every day. It's the worst of the riot.
Okay, I don't want to make this a thing. Like, I don't want to keep coming back to it every day. But this is something that I feel like I've got to mention. So I am now, One, two, three. So this will be my fourth day that I haven't had any soda.
Yeah.
Now, I've had coffee, but no soda. And it's crazy how different my world is without it.
Are you past the point of pain?
I think so. Like, I still had a headache at one point last night. I also kind of had a weird reaction to something I ate yesterday. But here's the weird thing about no soda. It's very difficult for me to explain it other than to say that there is this odd sense of calm in my arms and hands, which I don't know if that makes any sense, but I guess the best way I could say it is that I used to have a lot of nervous energy in my hands and I didn't know it. And I used to do this thing with my index fingers where I would constantly rub at my thumbs. And so I always had like cuts or whatever. And those are almost completely healed. And I noticed yesterday I was just doing something and I looked down and I was like, why isn't my hand doing anything?
Why aren't I doing that nervous tick thing?
My hand's just sitting there. And like I was driving and it was weird. Like I could just, the steering wheel, like I just kind of felt my hand on the wheel and I was like, something's wrong with my hands. And I don't even know like if I was Captain Fidget Spinner before this or like what? Like I don't know.
Before there was that?
I don't know.
Could be.
But all I can tell you is that after a few days of this, I'm just like, it is the weirdest thing in the world.
You used to always say it would you'd speed up more when you would have a lot of it. So it would then calm you down.
It is a weird, wild thing to just have this. It's hard to explain it because, I mean, if you had asked me before, like, do you feel like you're high strung? I'd be like, no, shut up. And then I would have shook my hands at you.
That also could have been, a sign. But
like, I don't know what to say about it. Of course, I've only been back from vacation for 2 days. Maybe that's it.
Well, probably a combination of it. But I bet you it is a lot of the removal of the soda, even though it's so good, isn't it?
Ugh. It's so good.
It's so good.
I've been fine with it the whole time, I thought. And then last night I was with a friend of mine that was drinking. What are they having? A Diet Cherry 7-Up. They were drinking it with a straw, and there was just something about it where I was just like, that looks so good.
You want to go have them describe it. Like, what does it taste like?
I think last night was like my first craving.
Sure.
Because at one point I was just like, man, I just want something. Just give me something. What do you got? Give me something. And, I didn't get anything.
Sure.
But boy, I wanted something, and I think it might have been that Diet Cherry 7-Up. That doesn't even have any caffeine in it.
I know, you're just wanting soda to have it.
And it's like, hey, I'll just take that. Has it got any of that corn sugar in it? Because that's what I really want. I want it! But yeah, it is weird. I wish I could. I don't know how else to explain it. It's like I've been making a fist for years, and all of a sudden I'm not making a fist anymore. And you're like, wait, what? It is odd. Not that I advocate it.
He's just going through this cleanse. We're going to let him be for these 30 days.
I'm just
days.
Talking to you guys, my friends, about this, but like, I guess what I'm saying is drink soda for me.
Ooh, and make it cold, okay? Nice and cold.
I like it cold and then you put the ice in it.
Yes.
It's cold and then you ice it.
Crisp cold.
Yes. Yes. Okay.
The Riot.
They hate me. They hate you. They hate us.
Why else would they make us listen to the worst of The Riot? Radio U.
I've got bad news for Nikki fans this morning. All of you that were hoping that Nikki was going to go on to star as Squirrel Girl in the upcoming Marvel adaptation.
I did not think we were announcing this yet. I did not get the role.
Well, that's the thing. That's what I felt like was very callous.
Sure.
About what Marvel did yesterday.
To let them announce it without me doing it first.
With, not giving your friends a chance to be let down gently. Because yesterday they just come out and they're like, hey, we got this. Milana Weintraub, who is known for her role in This Is Us, yet another show on NBC that I don't watch.
I don't know any of that. I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah, well, I didn't either. But again, Nikki, NBC, they're not even trying. So she is going to be playing Squirrel Girl.
Which, when you first hear that, when Obi first started talking about this character, I don't know, a couple years ago when there was rumblings about this movie, I thought you were lying. Like, it seemed like it's not even a real character.
It sounds
like
made
a comedy
up.
Thing, and I don't understand.
Well, they say that it probably will be a comedy. It has to be. This is for The New Warriors, and it's a comedy series that is coming next year. and it's going to be on Freeform, which is what ABC Family turned into. So if you've got cable, you've got it. But they're saying
it'll be 10 episodes.
10 episodes, 30 minutes, I believe. More of a comedy. But Squirrel Girl, if you don't know, she has enhanced strength, razor-sharp squirrel claws, and teeth, as well as the ability to speak to squirrels. And according to the Nerdist, and I can't say whether or not this is true, they say that she has the distinction of being the only hero in the Marvel Universe to have defeated every supervillain she has faced.
Okay, that is a bonus with that.
Yeah, I started reading, it's something like Great Lakes Avengers or something like it.
The butter?
No, like, yeah, it's something Avengers that has Squirrel Girl in it. It's not West Coast Avengers, but it's a comic that she is in along with a bunch of characters I have never heard of. And I read, I don't know, 3 or 4 issues of that. And
they're at least familiar somewhat with the character.
I've heard of her, but I don't know anything else about the New Warriors. So, you know, the great thing is I've got that Marvel app. Nikki, I could read all about the New Warriors if I wanted to.
Yeah, no, that's great. I hope you do.
I'm about 3/4 of the way through House of M right now. So, oh, that's so
stellar,
good. It's
right?
So good.
I know.
It is so good.
I know.
I had no idea it was. I mean, I've heard people talk about it, but I've never read it.
Oh, I'm glad you get to.
And I'm enjoying it so
good,
much.
Good, good, good.
So that's the news, guys. Nikki is out as Squirrel Girl. But just to be clear, that's because she decided to follow other projects.
It wasn't going to work with my schedule and doing this show. And you know where my heart goes first?
That's
this
right.
Show. It's not Squirrel Girl. It's this show.
I'm sorry. You choked on girl? If it was Squirrel Woman,
what,
would have been...
I tried to remember the name.
Why's it got
to
be Squirrel Girl?
I was going
to
say Squirrel Person. But I just don't know enough about the character.
You know what? It's time for a deep dive.
I don't want to. If I do, someone pull me out real quick. I am not diving into that hole.
Imagine a world where the riot never talks and it's glorious Radio U music for hours on end. Now, imagine the opposite of that. You're already there. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Anybody buy an electric car over the weekend, maybe? You're just getting it warmed up?
It's not too warm.
No? Well, I mean, that's a good
gently,
point, Nikki.
Gently warm.
Last week, Brad D'Souza and Jordan Hart set a record. They did a cross-country trip, and they did it. They drove from L.A. to New York City, and they did it in 51 hours and 47 minutes in an electric car.
That's pretty impressive.
It is, considering that
cars don't always do that fast.
Well, Alex Royce, who was the current record holder, did it in 55 hours. So this is a record that everybody pretty much, I guess, assumes will be broken again, because as electric car technology gets better and better,
it'll get faster and faster. Charging will get faster. So the trip becomes faster.
Yeah. They drove a Tesla Model S 85D, which Roy, the race car driver, he had the Tesla Model S 90D, which has longer range. And so they managed to do it in basically in an inferior model,
mm-hmm,
and still managed to do it.
To be the time.
They say that it was a combination of discipline and luck. So they
discipline only, meaning they don't sleep a lot or not taking breaks.
I would say a lot of that.
Like a
Nikki.
Bathroom break.
So what they said was that they stopped to eat one time.
The whole trip from L.A. to New York?
They stopped to eat one time. Other than that, they packed snacks. But, I mean, okay, it's 55 hours, so it's just over 2 days.
No, you get bored, though.
Sure you do.
Now, they're doing this as a competition, so I'm sure it was high energy and fun. But, like, you take a road trip, and I'm 10 minutes, and I want to stop at the gas station before I get on the freeway.
I was going to say, maybe your high energy and fun, maybe for 2 hours.
That's
and
it.
That is really pushing it.
Then you're annoyed that you're stuck in there, and you want to get out every so often.
They said they maintained a rigid napping schedule in order to drive around the clock. And then they say the big, big hook was the optimizing the car's range and charging opportunities. They had to know when to ignore the car's stop and charge recommendations.
Because they knew how much longer they actually had.
Yes. And then they also, and I love this, they had to know where it was okay to use the air conditioning and when not to, because it all runs on the battery.
Hey, it's like when you're low on gas, you know, you turn off everything. You're like, no AC, okay.
They say the other thing that worked in their favor is that they didn't hit a lot of traffic. Mm. And so you combine all of that together, and these guys
broke the
record. Yep, 51 hours and 47 minutes from L.A. to New York.
In an electric car.
Man, you've taken flights that have taken longer than that. I spent 3 days in Chicago.
Maybe not the actual flight itself, but definitely the airport time.
That is impressive. So congratulations to them. They get nothing. But they were.
I'm sure that was a deal.
You know what? They actually were raising money for something called Freedom 5000, which is they do both awareness and intervention for human trafficking. So it was not, you know, it was a project, but they were raising money as they were doing it.
Recycling paper is like planting a tree. Recycling the riot is like burning down the rainforest.
We ain't gonna be in no fire, not today.
It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Nikki, I think we need to talk about the experience you're about to have.
Well, what I just had was bad, but what I might have is good.
Nikki is sitting right now on a chocolate peanut butter ho-ho.
But first I tried from New Zealand the Bluebird Burger Rings. It's like a hamburger. Those are not very good.
Yeah, in fact, I believe Nikki said it tasted like the burnt part of the grill.
Yeah, like, well, if the little crispies of a hamburger are left kind of there, or you had like a...
You're getting desperate and you're licking the grill?
No, but if the crispies got on the hamburger and it was like a ring of it around the beef or something, it tastes a lot like that, but there's waves of these different flavors.
That's a shame.
I didn't say waves of goodness.
Not good.
I just said waves.
Not good.
No, but this finally, someone dropped him off.
I don't know.
Chris, who works here, he dropped off last week when you were on vacation the peanut butter chocolate ho-hos.
Yes.
And I didn't eat one because I thought.
You were waiting on me.
I was waiting on you, but you're doing this cleanse.
Yes.
But you already had one.
I did. I
had
one.
That.
I should have told you yesterday. I had one on my way to. Tennessee.
Yeah.
When I went last week.
I was just waiting on you.
Yeah. So go ahead, Nikki. Tell us what you think.
I was going to wait 30 days for you. I decided this morning, I was like, no, I'm just going to have it.
Not waiting anymore.
So it's a chocolate peanut butter ho-ho.
Oh,
those are pretty good.
Yeah.
I thought it was pretty good.
Okay. Like, I also thought it was pretty good. Not, well, you know what? I think ho-hos in general taste kind of dry.
Do you? I think the peanut butter makes it a little drier than the other one.
I thought the peanut butter was good. I love chocolate and peanut butter together. I think that's a great combo, as evidenced in many candies.
Mm, of course, of any of our favorites.
But my take on that was that someone said they tasted like coffee. Someone had emailed us or texted us or something saying it was a coffee-like taste.
You have a little hint of, it's a different type of chocolate.
Yes.
It doesn't taste very, like, milk chocolatey to me. There's just something else with it, but still delicious. It seems, is it smaller than a normal ho-ho?
I actually think that it is slightly smaller, but I also feel like in general, Hostess has cut the size of their snacks maybe 5 or 10%. They just don't seem quite as big, or my hands have just gotten really fat. I'm not sure which one.
Were they making a statement with that, or like
I
think non-GMOs or...
No, Nikki, that's all GMOs. The ho-ho is an all certified all GMO product.
Yes, it is. It's good. I could see how some people would kind of get a little bit of a coffee aftertaste. I think it's just the chocolate that's used.
No, I think you're right.
That's very good.
I thought it was pretty good. Like, I would eat it again.
I'd probably still, if you were like, well, let's have a moment and eat the whole box, I'd still probably go with the original
ho-ho's.
But for this, it's nice to have as like a little treat every so often.
Though the chocolate is not as good, I feel like the cream that is found in a Little Debbie Swiss cake roll is actually better than what you find inside a Hostess ho-ho.
See, I don't like those.
You don't like them?
I don't like them as much. Too much chocolate, too much cake to...
I don't even know what that means.
Cake to icing ratio. It's just no good.
Not as much?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Well, ladies and gentlemen, Nikki, you're saying that as a one-off, it's a good one, but you'd rather go straight ho-ho.
Yeah, like if I had the choice and you're like, which one would you like to have for the rest of your life? I would still go with the original ho-ho. It has to be dramatic.
I don't know where you're living.
It just can't be normal.
Choose today and live with the consequences.
No, like if it was the end of the world and I got one box of ho-hos left and I could choose which line would I want to go to the ho-ho plant.
That sounds like a last meal. They're like, all right, you're going to die from radiation poisoning in about 20 minutes, but which box of ho-hos would you like before it all ends?
Yes, like if I was given that choice, I would still go with the chocolate and vanilla ones.
I'll tell you what I would go with. I would get the chocolate and peanut butter ones, but then I would spread actual peanut butter on them.
Now that. Well, we've got a couple left.
Come on.
I think we've got peanut butter in the break room.
Leftovers from the most disgusting meal you've ever had. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Got a little something for you, everybody. You were thinking, there's nothing going on this week. Prime Day sucks. I know. Kind of does suck, right? But many of you may have forgotten that starting yesterday, the American Association for Nude Recreation and Nature Society sponsored Nude Recreation Week.
Nude Recreation Week?
That's right, Nikki. So are you looking for something that's going to set you apart, that's going to change things? You're looking for a different something?
A nature approach?
Well, guess what? We got it right here.
That'd be one weird thing to walk in on.
It's Nude Recreation Week. They say, Nikki, that everyone is always like, oh, I don't want to take my clothes off. But if you showed up to a nude event with clothes on, you'd be the weirdo.
Hmm.
Well, strange of you to wear clothes here.
Yeah, that's really strange.
Yeah. So that's why they say, no, it's fine. There are over 200 clubs across the United States and Canada.
Which, if you think about our population, that's actually not that much.
It is a small percentage,
isn't
it?
That's smaller than I think they wanted to appear.
Nikki, they say when the clothes come off, the stress comes off with them.
It's not shackles.
That's what they...
These are not. I know that's what they want us to think they are, but they're not. This isn't what's making me feel shackled today.
They feel that it is. Though, well, think about it like this, all right, Nikki. Those clothes, when you put them on, they communicate something to you. Work. I'm going to
actually
work.
Not with our dress wear. It does not. These jeans and t-shirt does not send out the message work.
But Nikki, don't you see the tragedy of that? That what for other people would communicate rest and relaxation to us just communicates work.
True.
So that means us being nudists makes all the more sense because that's the only step we have left.
I think I'd probably lean towards more comfy clothes than just going nudist person with the sports and the outdoorsy stuff.
But I'm wearing comfy clothes.
No, we could go comfortable.
Yeah, more we could. I'll tell you what, a good pair of jammy pants.
Oh, yes. Doesn't that sound nice?
Yeah, just just relax.
I wish that was okay. You know, like you can go casual, but there's too casual.
Okay, well, then you have to start asking this question. If that's true, like you can go too casual, which a lot of people would say we are right now.
Yeah.
Okay, so then... Like right now, our standard is, you know, jeans and t-shirt or shorts and a t-shirt or whatever. So then everyone always relaxes standards. So like the people that come up and replace us, the Riot 2 or whoever they are, they'll come in pajamas and stuff like, yeah, oh, no, Nikki always came in here wearing shorts and a t-shirt. It's so formal.
I know, that's true. Maybe they will. So, like, we wouldn't wear like yoga pants or like sleep pants.
At this point, I think we're three generations away from Radio U being a nudist resort.
Okay, almost
that's
there.
Where we're headed. So, I mean, what is that? 60 years, 70 years, like, and then you come in here, you're doing this completely naked, but no one's going to notice because everybody's naked.
Well, yeah, it won't be weird.
Yeah. So I was reading up here on the Shangri-La Resort. That's in Arizona. It's the Shangri-La Ranch. I'm sorry. They have 100. Get a load of
that
this.
That sounds like one of the places where you're not getting the buffet that you hope for, and you get to stay in one of the hot huts.
100 people live there all the time.
Naked or just?
They're just always there.
They live in
Shangri-La? You know, they're going to have to put their clothes on to leave, but like while you're there, you're just naked. They do say you need to wear sunscreen. And you always put down a towel anywhere that you're going to sit down. And this is, I'm not making this up. They said this. If you're going to go to the pool, Don't do anything in the pool that would embarrass you.
Oh, come on. It just gets worse.
What?
It just gets worse.
They say, actually, I'm sorry. They said, don't do anything in the pool that you would have to apologize for. Okay. That's what they said. So, and the pool is nude swimming only. So, you gotta... But Nikki, it's Nude Recreation Week.
Sure.
And hey, your first visit to Shangri-La is free.
That's how usually bad things get you hooked.
They don't want anybody to start paying unless they feel comfortable with like, no, this is a place I want to be. But they say if you visit,
you're gonna love it.
You're just going to stay there.
The Riot sees gas station hot dogs as part of a balanced breakfast.
Is that bad?
Well, not good.
It's The Riot.
Tomorrow night, I'm planning on going home, throwing some burgers on the grill, and then checking for microchips just to make sure that that beef is 100% pure. So I guess that'll be before I put it on the grill.
Yeah, but once then again, you put it on the grill, then I think that's it.
Do you think the microchips are so small I wouldn't even notice?
If you ate one?
Yeah.
Well, why would there be a microchip in the meat?
Well, cows don't usually get microchipped that I know of, but horses do. And so what ended up happening...
Make sure...
I'm sorry, what?
To make sure there's no cross-animal contamination.
Are you feeling okay?
Well, it makes me worried.
All right, well, this is in the UK, not here in the United States. And obviously, nothing like this would ever happen in the United States.
Of course not.
Come on. But, you know, they've had some issues in Europe about people being like, it's 100% beef plus horse. That's a thing they have? It's
well,
a problem?
It's not just a problem with like the 100% beef, but say you'd go in, there'd be a mixture of what's traditionally like beef, pork, and that'd be like considered okay.
Mm-hmm.
But there are cases of other meats being put into it, and horse is not one that everybody's okay with. Though in Europe,
a lot of
there
people
are some areas where they do eat it.
Like, bring that horsey over here.
No way. You could never eat a horse. I could never eat a horse.
You already have.
Hopefully not. If not, I'm so sorry.
So, I mean, Nikki, where was it that IKEA?
IKEA in Europe had problems years ago where they had traces of horse in the meatballs.
Mm-hmm.
So when you get them here
what
in the United States.
What about traces of horse in the lingonberry slushy?
It couldn't live in there.
Nikki'd be like, I don't care. Give it to me.
It's fine.
Lingonberry is Swedish for horse.
In the United States, good horse, berry horse. But in the United States, that's why they always put signs up of like, it's just this and this. We swear. We promise.
Yeah. Well, this place in the UK, they went in and they were doing just a beef inspection. We're going to make sure everything's on the up and up.
Wasn't just beef.
And they're like, it looks like beef. It tastes like beef. But why are we getting returns on horse microchips in this beef?
Was it a franchise or just a restaurant?
It's because it's horse. The horse is calling from inside the house.
It's from inside the hamburger. I wonder if I think it's just because it's that much cheaper.
So what it is you've got they're a meat seller. So, you know, like places would go and buy
like
meat from them. Yeah, but like on a large scale kind of thing. This is where grocery stores and restaurants and
Piggly
stuff go
wiggly.
And get theirs.
Kind of like that.
And so they found that he had mixed in at least 30,000 kilograms of cheap horse meat with the beef.
Don't even know how much that is.
I don't know how much it is either, but it's not. It's a lot.
It seems a lot.
It's a lot, Nikki. So, a couple of...
Shivers.
Here's what gets me.
I don't know why it would bother me. It does.
And no, that's not it. They're saying that this horse meat is cheaper than the beef. I would think horses are more expensive than cows.
No. They are super cheap. And you're like, well, not here in America. America sends out a lot of the horses.
A lot of times you take your horse down there and then your horse goes on a little
ride. Your
farm
goes on a European vacation and we don't.
They're like, oh, look at all the time you'll get. Look at all the things you'll get to do in retirement. He's going to visit the Eiffel Tower. There's Big Ben.
It's brother horse, Big Ben. He's been killed earlier. We do send out horses and then other countries eat said horses.
They don't come back.
They don't.
They go out, but they don't come back.
And it's bad because, like, yeah, the economy and stuff is still pretty rough, and people can't have enough food for themselves, so let alone the barn full of horses.
Yeah.
So they sell them. It's hard. I don't like it.
I just see Nikki taking a walk, and she's like, that's it, guys. You've been eating too much. Mama's got to eat, too.
So I gotta sell you.
Gotta send you out.
And like, I know you're like, well, I sold it to a lovely family.
Yeah, I'm sure it's fine.
Maybe not, or to, again, a family somewhere in Europe or Asia.
So we just had to ship it over. People do this with cars all the time. It's
fine. Do a lot with racehorses. That's almost always how a racehorse, its life ends.
Don't they go out to make more little racehorses?
They do not. They go to Japan. That's a big area. And again, these trips we've always wanted to take, but they get a one way and there's no way back.
They're not coming back.
They're not coming back.
Man, that's why.
You've been added illegally into somebody's hamburger meat in the UK.
Man, 1 minute you're winning, you're in Preakness. The next minute you're in wherever this is in the UK and you're dead with cows. What? Well, but how did it taste?
The worst of the riot has no expiration date. It's born spoiled. It's the riot on Radio U.
Good news, everybody. Though it's not complete yet, Russia says they're getting mighty close on the Satan 2.
The Satan 2? What is that? A space shuttle? A cruise ship?
It's a nuclear missile. They've been working on it for a while. And
I guess the name fits.
Maybe it's just one of those things where, like, North Korea is like, we got a missile. And now Russia's like, well, that's funny. Us too. It's called the Satan 2.
Could be the Satan.
It's like, let me tell you what. Satan was so popular, he's getting a sequel.
He's getting another one.
This time he's mad.
I'm going to Google Satan 2 just to see what comes out. Maybe that's a bad movie as well.
Well, I'm sure that's actually true. But it looks like, maybe it's just me, but I mean, I figured they were probably still making nuclear missiles somewhere. Somebody somewhere is working on a new nuke. But then there's this other part of me that's like, nuclear missiles, we don't do that anymore. That's like an old, they're so 80s.
It's those things that you know that are going on, but you just assume in some places, no.
You know what? Come to think of it, Nikki, maybe it's just that they're coming back around. They say a lot of, you know, musical trends. I mean, listen to that Knox Hamilton song. Lots of heavy synth in there. They say it all comes back around. So that was an 80s thing. Maybe they're just like, you know what? I heard that Knox Hamilton song and I was like, we used to have nuclear missiles.
Did you say this? We should make another one. It is capable of wiping out parts of the earth the size of Texas or France.
Yeah, they say that it's a country killer. Mm-hmm. Like they could shoot that into the middle of France and no more France. So, I mean, that would take care of the horse meat problem, but France, guys.
From our earlier conversation.
Okay. Man, that is crazy.
Yeah, I don't like to know. I don't want to keep my head in the sand, but I also don't like to focus too much on that every day.
Oh, I just think, okay, like, what about a different name for it? Like, the Wildflower 2.
Okay. Now, it's not a firework thing.
Barbecue 2.
No. That's terrible.
I'm sorry. Did that accurately describe its purpose? Like, my bad. What are we doing? Like, why could we? I know it's complicated. I know geopolitical, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, does it bother anybody else that there are guys in rooms that are like, remember Satan? That was great. Satan too. And this time we're killing Texas.
He's back.
Man, what the heck, guys?
I don't know.
That's crazy.
I'm still more worried about the things we don't know about yet.
Yeah, that's fair.
Because you know that when they're showing you Satan 2, there's other stuff and we're not seeing it.
Like Satan 2, but you haven't even seen the Malachi 4.
Don't you never were supposed to say that. Never were supposed to talk about that. It's so super secret.
He wants you to. Please don't build these missiles, sir. They say that the United States is number 2 when it comes to the nuclear missiles. Russia right now is winning. They've got, where's the numbers here? It's just over 7,000. 7,300 is Russia's current reported number. And then in the U.S., we only have 6,970.
Who comes third? Is it?
Oh, man, that's a great question. I don't have a list. I just have one and two. Yeah, maybe.
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 Don't know.
Yeah. So, but I mean, if they're building Satan 2, the United States has got to build like Abe 3 or something, right? Honest Abe 3? Is that what you call it?
The Washington Warhead. It'd just be bad. Man. There's meetings too. There's meetings and there's art to be done. Like, that's what they're doing with these things. And that's ridiculous.
Man, that sucks. Nuclear missiles suck. Stop making them, guys. Sorry. Oh,
they heard you.
Oh, and they stopped.
They're so sorry. Gosh, you're such a peacemaker.
Russia just called and they were like, oh my gosh, you're
right.
We hadn't even thought about it.
Obi is such a leader. We shall follow.
Satan's bad. Why would we want Satan too? Okay. Gosh, I'm telling you what, get me in that room.
You'll take care of some things.
All I need is 3 minutes.
Your morning, but without yelling, laughing, or music.
Don't deprive me of that.
We wouldn't dream of it. It's The Riot on Radio U.
It's just sad in here.
No, it's not.
It is.
It's not sad.
It
just
is.
Just we're very tired.
Nikki's over there like, you know what makes you feel a lot better? Is if you close your eyes.
Try it. Now, not if you're driving, guys. But if you're already at your desk or whatever, just close your eyes for 1 second. Just one. Allow yourself to have that freedom. Try it, Obi. Just close your eyes, relax the shoulders, okay? Kind of slump down.
What about
let
that,
your
like
body
that spot
hold.
In the middle of my back?
Yes, but let your body hold your head.
I'm falling
your head,
over.
Your head weight. No, you
my
can
my back has
do
gotten
that.
Too relaxed.
Can't you do that? And then you just kind of close, tilt your head to the side. Now, you might get a kink after the end of it, but that's okay. It's worth it. And just prop up against something.
I like to lean into the mic sometimes.
It's comfortable. And then you just take a moment with your eyes shut.
Okay. Now, how do we get back from it?
You don't have to.
Don't
we're
have to
already
come back.
There. What you don't realize is we both fell asleep, fell over, and we're doing the show in our dreams.
I've done that.
It's like,
I've done
oops.
That.
Yeah.
I definitely, last night, I hit the snooze and didn't know it. And it, like, it was that thing where when I woke up, I had actually hit the snooze twice. I have no
gotcha.
I have no memory.
Well, you said last night, but you mean
this morning. Well, it's all in the dark, so.
It's like, what time did you go to bed or wake up?
No. It was last night, and I.
Oh, this is so nice if you just close your eyes.
Shh. And I know you guys think this.
Let me sing you guys to sleep.
I know you guys think this is a bit.
No.
It's real.
It's fine. I'm going to turn the fan on. I'm going to stand up and walk around. Maybe get a beverage.
Stand up, Nikki.
Let's do this.
Believe in it.
Not
you know
yet.
Let's
wait till the song starts.
Okay, wait. I'm standing up and stretching. Do you know what there still is? I saw in there. There's still vanilla.
Yes, the vanilla extract. You I don't have any beverages, though, to put it in.
Well, if only you knew someone who wasn't here yet but was coming later who loved you and cared about your comfort.
Who would bring me a larger size Sprite Zero with vanilla.
Get yourself a Sprite Zero. Is Wendy still doing the 99 cent thing?
I think so.
Well, you could get it straight from the freestyle.
I also just want to keep putting my head down, so we could do that, too.
Well, I'm not mad at you.
I could do both. I could drink a beverage and close my eyes.
I would.
It's fine. I'll wake up. Like, this is fine. Just talking about it makes you wake up.
You feel, well, because we're drawing attention to it.
Yes, it
as
is.
Soon as we.
Yes, it is.
As soon as we stop talking about it, you're going to be back to.
I've had a kink in my neck on the left-hand side as well since Monday. I bought a new pillow, and it's just terrible.
Really?
But yet, it looks like it should be good for me, so I was trying to work through it. Like, maybe it's me. And
can you take it back?
I don't know. I think I'm supposed to. I just stopped sleeping with a pillow for so many years. And
really?
Now, I don't sleep with a pillow normally. I sleep on my side. I grab a blanket.
And your head just like lops over?
Yes. What's wrong with that? Or I sleep on my back and it's just flat. It's very, get on the floor and try it.
Okay.
It's actually not on the floor. It's not.
No. Like real talk. Like no judgment. Do you snore?
No, I don't.
Like laying on your back like that?
Hmm.
Oh, all my fatty tissue be choking me if I lay like that.
Or I turn to my side and no pillow and you just take your blanket and just gently hold it. Or I had a pillow that I would hold
on
the side. And so it looked like a bow because I squeezed the middle so much that the outsides were popped out of it because I hugged all the stuffing out.
I saw a pillow that looked so comfortable. It was like a U. It's just like Radio U.
No,
right?
Is that the one at Costco?
And it was like, I don't know if it's Costco or not, but it was like, it comes around
your
back.
It's got the middle.
And you like go up. Think of it like an upside down U, like a horseshoe or something.
Yeah.
And you lay in the
wrap
middle of it.
Wrap your body around it?
Yeah. So like,
oh, yes!
So like
yes!
it's behind you.
Where's that
you're
at?
You're also leaning your head on it and then you're also holding
Come
it.
Come on.
Doesn't
Why
that sound
aren't
amazing?
Why are you bringing it in? We taste as food.
What? So you should taste it as
a pillow.
I love where you're going with this. I do. But like you know what? Screw it. Let's get on the phone with these people. Let's see if they'll let
us. Can we test the pillow?
Give us a demo unit of that.
Yes.
You guys think about that. So
okay. Well, I feel good. It's warm in here though. So I am going to turn the fan on. It's just warmer now. Probably from the stretching and the thinking about it. We've done some movements.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? And that, Nikki. moving is part of, that just makes you feel alive, doesn't it?
I don't want to.
Move your arms a little bit.
I don't
want
to be dead, but I don't want to be alive. I just want to be sleeping.
Don't want to talk to the riots? We completely understand. Text instead. 877-2-RADIO-U.
Nikki, here is a great question from my friend Phil.
Yeah.
Here's his question. He wants to know, he says, I'm going on a road trip. I want to take one classic movie and one modern movie. What's your pick?
Classic movie would, well, what do you count as classic?
To me, maybe something that is older than 5 years, older than 10 years.
Like, I would say classic. Let's go more modern. Hot Fuzz for a car movie.
Hot Fuzz is your modern. Okay.
It'd be like going with Baby Driver if that was out.
Okay.
Outside of theaters.
Okay.
For classic movie, I don't know. I don't really watch too many classic ones.
I know, but it doesn't have to be like 1950s. It could be 1980s or 90s, or I'll even go with the aughts.
The aughts. I don't know. You pick first.
Okay. The classic one is the one I'm having a harder time with because my modern one that I decided on was Mission Impossible Rogue Nation.
Good call on that.
I think that's that's a great choice. Great choice. But then for a classic movie, I mean, of course you want to lean towards Wrath of Khan. Chris, one classic movie, one modern movie for a road trip.
If you had to go on a road trip, what would you take? No one's saying Khan, Wrath of Khan.
I'm taking it.
That's
okay.
Only you.
All right, how about this? Big Trouble in Little China.
I've never seen that one.
Well, Jack Burton might be great for a road trip, Nikki.
It could be. So that's the classic category.
That's a possibility. You could go with a 90s classic. Like, what about The Rock?
For a moment, I was like, you mean he's such a nice guy? Like, can we take him on the road trip?
That's not who I meant.
That's a movie.
I see what you mean.
That's
I see what you mean there, yeah. Mm. So
I actually kind of thought, and I don't know when we're taking this road trip, but what first came to my mind for the classic movie was, believe it or not, Christmas Vacation.
Okay.
With picking up the Christmas tree in the
Christmas,
car.
Christmas in July?
Yeah, something like that. So I don't know when we're taking this trip. But
admittedly, maybe if he had asked me a couple weeks ago, this would have felt better. But what about Independence Day?
Sure.
Independence Day is classic movie. Rogue Nation is your modern movie?
Possibility.
Wait, what was your modern pick?
Hot Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz. Okay. All right. I feel like between the two of us, we could have a road trip.
I think we could.
Chris, you still got nothing?
U.S. Marshals?
U.S. Marshals?
That is the weirdest pick ever, which actually makes it a fantastic choice.
Is that a modern or an older one?
2000, 90 something.
Oh, that's a classic.
Okay, U.S. Marshals is the sequel to The Fugitive. It's got Tommy Lee Jones in it playing Marshall whatever, but then it's got Wesley Snipes kind of being the Harrison Ford role in The Fugitive.
That's a possibility.
You know
what
makes that a great choice?
You didn't expect it.
Never expect it. And I mean, what have you seen that on TBS one time? So it would be a perfect thing to go back and watch. Sure.
Sure, that's a good choice.
Well, I'm watching U.S. Marshals, and I'm going on a road trip. Let's go. Nikki, you drive. What about Armageddon for a classic?
Yes.
That feels Independence Day-ish, but I prefer it. I know a lot of people don't.
That could happen. If you have any suggestions.
The first Transformers movie?
Could be true.
Okay.
Could be one. Feel free to text 877-2-RADIO-U. We need more help on the class. Well, I feel like these are all really good classic ones at this point, but
these are
modern
good ones
as well.
All right. Okay. Well, you know what? I'm just my friend Phil, I feel like I feel solid on my answers.
I think a modern take might be the live, die, repeat if it's a really long road trip because you feel like it'll never end.
Yeah.
And you're just over and over and over again. That might be one.
That's not a bad idea. Or what if we went with like themed road trip where like, you know, it was Tom Cruise themed. So you had to
do. Yeah, true. Good call.
What if you did the original Mission Impossible and
a classic
live,
man.
Die, repeat. What was yours, Chris?
Top Gun.
There you go, Nikki. You love
now,
Top Gun.
That's good for a flying trip, I think. If you were on the plane
not
and not a road trip.
Road trip would have to
Chris,
be Days of Thunder.
Please. For classic movies. Could we just get with the story here?
The Riot talks about wanting a day off, but when do we get a day off from them?
Boo! You suck at this.
It's the worst of The Riot on Radio U.
Now, when you go mining, sometimes you hear what they call a vein. And I don't mean it's spurting blood. I mean, they find, like, there's just all this regular rock around, and all of a sudden, You find a vein of gold, and you just follow that gold, you know, all through whatever. And sometimes when you're having a conversation with Nikki,
strike gold.
Everything's fine, and then all of a sudden, you strike gold. Because we had, who texted in here? Was it Randall?
Randall, yeah.
Randall said, classic movie versus modern movie, you had to pick one of each to take on a road trip with you. He said to take Pacific Rim.
I take that, the modern one.
And then take the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
That's, I think, old enough to get in the classic side of things.
Hey, were those like 15 years old?
Yeah, that works.
That fits for classic, as far as I'm concerned. So that sounded great. And then, Nikki, go ahead and talk to him about the vein of gold we found.
No, that brought up Lord of the Rings.
The gold braiding on the side of a Blu-ray.
That brought up Lord of the Rings. And then I was telling Obi, I'm currently going through my house and giving out a lot of stuff and selling a lot of stuff and donating a lot of stuff. And our Blu-ray DVD collection, though, is nothing compared to others. It's there is some discs that we have. Otherwise, most of my stuff is digital.
Right.
We have Lord of the Rings. Now, this is what I think we have. We have the Lord of the Rings DVDs, which I found.
Okay.
We have the Lord of the Rings extended DVDs in a box set were purchased.
You've got the DVDs, then you've got the extended edition DVDs.
And I believe we also have the Lord of the Rings Blu-rays as well.
Do you have the extended edition Blu-rays?
I don't know if we have those or not. Okay. But I wanted to get rid of the Lord of the Rings DVDs.
Yeah.
Not the extended edition stuff, not the box sets, not the Blu-rays, just the first run DVDs of things.
Yep.
And Eric would not let me get rid of it. I was just going to like throw them out or donate them. Like, I don't want them.
You're sick.
Why? I don't want them anymore.
You know what, Nikki?
I don't want them there on the space.
You are a cold-blooded, cutthroat, get out of my life kind of person.
Yes, if I'm done with it, I'm done with it.
And Eric's got, see, man, that is brutal.
No,
I hope,
it's not brutal.
If I was Eric, I'd be nervous. I'm nervous about our working relationship right now.
It's not brutal because I'm keeping you, but like if there was you and then there was the extended editions in the box set and then the Blu-ray edition as well.
I mean, you keep the Blu-ray, but I wouldn't get rid of any of it.
I'm going to keep the newest stuff. So I don't want to keep the DVDs of the original run of Lord of the Rings stuff.
You throw away all your cards too, don't you? Somebody sends you a card and you're like, throw it away.
I just tell them don't send me a card.
I don't want to just throw it away.
No, I keep the ones from my mom.
So
I keep those. She didn't give me Lord of the Rings. So
you
know,
why don't you just take those cards and scan them and just keep the digital versions?
Actually, that's a fantastic idea.
Then you just get rid of that crap. Hey, Mom, your cards are crap. Mom,
no.
Could you just scan? You know what? Just send me an e-card.
I don't want the DVDs that I have like 6 or 8 other ones of the same thing.
Okay, but all right. But what if you say to yourself,
whatever.
What if you say to yourself, you're like, hey, you know what? Does anybody remember what the color timing was on the DVD version? I want to see it in 480i on a CRT.
No, I'm not going to say that. So why don't I get rid of them?
You're not going
Eric's
to say
not
that.
Either.
You don't know that?
Those were in my section. Those were upstairs where my movies are.
That was a mistake. That was just a mistake. And this is how wars start. Like, what? We should have the Sudetenland. They all speak German anyway.
I just didn't want them anymore, and I didn't feel like we needed to. And you're like, well, why don't you try to sell them? I'd get like 10 cents for them.
Right, which is why you should keep them, because you'll never get the value out of them that you can have. You can pick that DVD up and be like, do you remember when Blockbuster sold this for $20 and then also gave you 10 rentals? And then they'll be like, Grandpa, what's Blockbuster? You're like, let me tell you about when I was your age.
We don't even watch Lord of the Rings anymore. We haven't watched it in years. It's on demand every so often.
You have to have it ready. When the moment comes.
I'm not
comes.
Talking about it.
All right?
I just don't want all of them. And when he brought that up, I remembered I tried to get rid of him, but I couldn't.
Man. You know what, Nikki? Like, you've got a sickness. All right? You're supposed to keep everything.
No, you're not. In fact, there's shows dedicated to that.
You should keep everything. And
do you know minimalism is the new hotness?
You know what? And that's another problem you have. I read a blog about how in Japan people are minimalist, so now I gotta rearrange my whole life.
Nuh-uh.
Now I can't keep these DVDs.
It's a Netflix movie. It's a documentary.
I will tell you, seriously, I had a friend of mine who came over and they were like, man, your Blu-ray collection is awesome. You should set it out somewhere where people can see it. And I was like,
Oh, no, you don't want that?
I'm embarrassed by it. That's why I keep it back here in this room in the dark so nobody can see it.
Well, you could get rid of some of them.
Well, that's kooky talk.
Why isn't it just okay?
The Riot spent their entire advertising and promotion budget on catering and craft services.
The junk that guy eats has finally caught up with me.
So please tell your friends. It's The Riot on Radio U.
Nikki, I want you to know that you have been an inspiration to me in the last 20 minutes.
About what?
You've shown me what I don't want to turn into.
What?
No, I'm No, actually, real talk, I am in the middle of moving rooms in my domicile, and so I've had a loft, which has been my, you know, it's my
office. But let's put the air quotes up.
It's a playroom. And so I'm moving my playroom into the basement.
Can you imagine how much cooler that'll be? Like,
yes.
Like, hey, cooler. But also just temperature-wise, a lot colder.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to put the saloon doors on it when you walk in. Now, that's going to be cool, guys.
Okay, no, it's not.
No, I'm kidding. But what I began to realize as I went to take my desk apart last night, and instead it took me about an hour just to take everything off
out of my desk. Yes, we have a lot of, I'm not going to say the crap word, but I did. But
you know what?
It's not crap. It's just not important anymore.
It's clutter.
It's clutter.
Like, I've got a little Funko Pop that is Batman, but he's colored like the Joker. And then I've got a little X-Wing, and then I've got bobblehead Funko thing, and then, like, you know, just all this stuff. And once I get it all off, I got this cool little thing from Zeta Gundam. He's just a little guy. You put him over there, and then I've got Darth Tater, and then I've got an Enterprise, two of them. And then,
I thought we cleaned out some of our toys. Has it crept back in?
No. That's the thing.
And people give you gifts. I know that too.
Like we're talking about Christmases and birthdays here. So after a while, you've got stuff.
And before you know it, your desk is cluttered again.
I got a lot of stuff.
Are you going to clean it out?
Well, okay. Right now, I just managed to get it all off of the desk, but it's
baby steps. You're supposed to take it off your desk and put it in like three piles.
Oh, the keep pile.
Keep, donate, and throw away.
Well, none of it's throwawayable. It's good stuff.
It's okay. You're just going to have the freedom shed
it's good stuff.
You're like, just let it go. It can be thrown away.
Some of it can, yeah.
Like papers. Old papers.
Yeah, like that can go. You know, I'm kind of sentimental. I don't like to throw.
You don't like to?
Like somebody writes me a note like, clean this up or die. And I'm like, look at how passionate they were.
Well, that is
a love
letter. I want to
put this in a folder here.
No, I did watch a documentary on Netflix about minimalism.
Yeah, I know you did.
And it's good because like, they're like, here, you could fit it in a suitcase and then that's your whole home. Not really, but you can get...
Yeah, Nikki, you know what you could do? You're getting ready to move. Why don't you just move into a small home?
Not like a tiny home.
A mini house.
No, I don't want to go that drastic, documentary drastic.
Right,
but
okay.
I want to go and not have, like, when I was going through my kitchen, I have, like, five sets of these bowls that all nest into each other, and I have, like, five sets of them. I was like, I can get rid of, like, two or three.
Okay.
So just, you know, figuring out maybe if you have a lot of Funko Pop.
I don't. Actually, the only ones, I have one that came, remember when I was in the loot crate thing for like two months?
Yeah.
That came in a loot crate, and then the bobblehead one was a gift, so that one can't go. But the Batman one could probably go.
So like, okay, then find one or two out of the 10 items that maybe you don't need, so you appreciate the things that you have more.
Mm-hmm, yeah. All right.
So in my closet, I have a lot of shirts that have holes in them.
Okay.
But yet they're still there, so I just...
Get rid of the shirts.
Yeah, but I didn't need to donate them because I can't sew, so I can't fix them. But then I had to throw out a couple.
Okay. All right. What if I just got tubs and put everything in tubs?
You know that's tempting. Because at Costco, the tubs were like $4 on New Year's because of people doing
just
that.
Just pack it all up.
You don't have to have that. You can just get rid of some stuff. No pressure. Take your time.
All right.
It's at your own pace.
I do have a lot of crap.
So throw some away or donate it.
Yeah, okay.
Someone else's, your crap is someone else's treasure.
They're excited about
it? Yeah, they would love to have it.
All right, well then what
but
I really...
But only give out good stuff. Don't...
Yeah, no, I don't believe in donating crap.
That's
I don't believe
lame
in donating
when people
crap.
Do that.
People are like, hey, we need a couch. And they're like, here's the crappiest couch that we've ever had. You can have it now.
No, nice stuff.
Our cat pees on it every day. Have this couch. No, like donate good things to people.
But no pressure, though. I know you're moving your loft and stuff.
It is a lot of pressure. It's emotional.
It is.
The process is emotional.
We like our stuff, and our emotions are tied to it.
Yeah.
Before you know it, you need a candy bar because you went through your things.
Oh, my gosh.
Not saying anybody, but that's an option, too. Just if you feel those feelings.
See Nikki out on the street eating a Snickers. What's going on? You're trying to throw some stuff away.
It's very difficult. It's very hard.
Now, everything, the last 60 seconds, that makes me want to throw some stuff away.
That's real.
It's time to chuck it.
The worst of the riot is over, but the fun can keep going.
Hey, I saw you checking out my goods.
Check the Riot blog or stalk us on social media.
You want to sample them? A little try before you buy, huh?
Through riot.radiou.com.
My shoe told me to go eat a hamburger.